This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, a fun Father's Day weekend as well. Gang's all here ready to go on this Monday, and you can be part of the program. You can dial us up. Operator Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Thank you. If you haven't downloaded the app, please do so. Also, our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. We'll have a play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all that forthcoming. Your phone calls, always welcome. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked and you didn't like. Stat of the day, as always, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. In this hour of the Dan Patrick Show, brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something really awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants. You can see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. If a major can sound casual, feel casual, the U.S. Open at LACC certainly accomplished that. And I'm not going to blame this on the Los Angeles part of this, the Los Angeles crowds, the USGA decided they wanted to limit the number of spectators that were going to be there at LA Country Club. And it felt casual. It lacked the atmosphere. You know, the previous year in Massachusetts, that had atmosphere there. And you did have a wonderful tournament, and that is a spectacular golf course. But I think the Los Angeles Country Club and the USGA probably purposely wanted to keep those crowds down to 20,000 as opposed to 40,000. And watching the atmosphere or lack thereof, I think the largest or the loudest ovation I heard when Matthew Fitzpatrick had a hole-in-one earlier in the week. That was about it. And then heading down the stretch, you had some great moments. It was really tense. And Wyndham Clark holds off Rory McIlroy to win the U.S. Open in Los Angeles. And, you know, we know how challenging golf can be. If you're a great player, you might win 15% of the time. Rory McIlroy has now gone 33 consecutive majors without winning another major. He won four before the age of 25. But he's still there. He's trending towards winning another major. And you watch him play, and I think you're surprised, at least I am, that he doesn't win more often. Nobody hits it farther than him. It feels like he has the most talent out there. But golf is so much between your ears. These guys all have talent. We know that. And then you start from there. How much talent you have, pretty much you got a lot of guys who not hit it as far, but they may be better with their short game or putting or whatever it is. You kind of fill in the gray areas that you need there. Wyndham Clark did not back down at all. Went toe-to-toe. Best players in the world. And he was the better golfer from start to finish. But you keep... It almost felt like it was Rory being the story. And, oh, by the way, this Wyndham Clark guy's ruining it for us. Come on, what are you doing here? It's Father's Day weekend. You know, Rory's going to win, or Ricky Fowler's going to win. How dare you ruin Father's Day weekend? And he didn't. He hit every great shot that you want a player, a champion to do. And that's what you want in these moments. I didn't want him to falter so Ricky could win or Rory could win. Those are great storylines, easily consumable, and you can spend a couple of days talking about that. Wyndham Clark proved that he had exactly what Rory or Ricky or John Rahm or Scotty Scheffler, any of those golfers have. And he proved it on a biggest stage. And not many people know about him. He was at Oklahoma State, then he went to Oregon, and he won a couple of weeks ago, Wells Fargo. And you know what's interesting is, and they pointed this out on the broadcast, that when Rory won the U.S. Open the first time, he won at Wells Fargo, and then a couple of weeks later, he won the U.S. Open. So maybe big things are ahead for Wyndham Clark. All right, Seton, what's the poll question we have today?
Let's see, Dan, we could go with, this is a hot topic on social media. The name Wyndham Clark sounds like a dot, dot, dot. Hotel chain? A law firm? A consulting group?
Oh. Okay.
Wyndham Clark will figure that out. Or an investment bank. You could put your money with Wyndham Clark.
Okay.
What's the return?
I think I would change the spelling to W-I-N.
Win.
Yeah.
Yo.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sitting on that one. I thought Dan Hicks might give that one to us, you know, at the end of the U.S. Open. Maybe that's why I'm not doing U.S. Open coverage for
okay.
NBC. Okay.
Okay,
fair enough, fair enough. Yes, Paul?
It does seem like if you name your child Wyndham Clark, he's destined to be a golfer. It's almost like territorial rights. Like, man, that's a golfer in sounding name. Like Charles, what was it, Charles Howell III?
Charles Howell Jr. III.
Yeah, destined to golf. Yeah.
Wyndham Clark, maybe a little bit of a lacrosse vibe.
Yeah, could be.
You could see him dominating lacrosse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You seen that Wyndham Clark guy at North Carolina? He is a great lacrosse player. Yes, Todd?
It's desperately in need of a Roman numeral after it. It just seems like that we're forgetting something.
Like four? Like yeah. Wyndham Clark?
You can't just be Wyndham Clark. You have to have been second, third, fourth, fifth in line.
Right.
We have on Sunday, I was rooting for Wyndham Clark, Ricky Fowler, or Rory McIlroy.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I hope people were rooting for Wyndham Clark before it was too late, where you're like, oh, God, I guess this guy's going to win.
I have a hard time not rooting for Rory. I have a very hard time not rooting for him. I don't know if it's the Irish thing. I don't know if it's because he was nice. I want the guy to win for some reason.
He's one of the nicest people I think we've ever had on set.
Yeah.
And he does give you an answer. He does think about, when you ask him a question, whether he's heard it five times or 500 times, he does give you a thought-provoking answer, and I always appreciate that. Ricky was sort of, remember Andre Agassi? It was always style over substance, and then all of a sudden it became substance. It was about his hair, and he had these commercials, and Andre Agassi was a big thing, and then he became a great tennis player. Ricky Fowler was a thing. Now, he's a very good golfer. He just hasn't won majors. So he was sort of a boy band type of golfer. Like, you got to see Ricky, and he's got flair. He wears the orange on Sunday, for Oklahoma State. Got the hair, the whole thing. And so there's part of you that you're like, okay, and he struggled the last couple of years. So you're rooting for that kind of story. Rory has everything you would ever want. But I do think with the Live PGA Tour situation, he was the spokesperson for the PGA Tour. It felt like he was the one that was doing the heavy lifting for the tour. But Rory became the face of the PGA Tour this year. And I think there's part of the crowd that was probably rooting for that. But Wyndham Clark, that's a great story. Dropped out of school at Oklahoma State. His mother died of breast cancer. He really struggled, I think, figuring out who he was, what he wanted to do, and if he could be a great player. And then mentally, I think that's what he worked on. He's become a very, very good player. But it's rare when you make the cut and then you go on. The first time he made a cut in a major, he ends up winning the U.S. Open. That doesn't happen very often. And I was rooting for that course because they made it look easy. And whenever I came back from playing it, I'd be like, damn, that thing just ate me up. So you're watching them chew it up. And granted, they're professionals and I'm some hack. But there's part of you that's like, gosh, can't they double bogey something? Can't they hit something out of bounds? Can't they lose a ball? All the things that we do. But it's still great to see that course. It doesn't set up for large groups of spectators. It just doesn't. You know, they didn't have the infrastructure there to make it, you know, sort of a sightseeing venture. You know, it's tight. You know, that's real estate in Los Angeles. But, you know, trying to be able to see, you know, have vantage points there, it was difficult, I think. And then they're going to give the members their, you know, the passes, the tickets to be able to go to it. So I think the, you know, like 9,000 seats or tickets were available for regular fans. Well, we want regular fans to be there. I know the members, you know, it's their club, but you want an atmosphere. You want the atmosphere from the regular people who are going to go there. And that's what we missed this past weekend. Yes, Eden.
We could put that up as a poll question, too. Did a smaller, quieter gallery affect, you know, how much you enjoyed the U.S. Open?
It didn't until there were big moments, and then you're waiting for the sound of a big moment, and it never came. And I kept thinking, wait, where's everybody? And that's where I would have, you know, kind of turned up the volume a little bit. I would have played with the decibel levels as if I'm at a Colts home game and they're, you know, trying to ramp up the crowd noise in there. You know, what was CBS was accused of putting birds in there, you know, a few years ago at Augusta. I would have thrown in some. Did you hear the birds at the Playboy Mansion? The exotic birds that now it's under construction, but I don't know who's tending those peacocks that are there, whoever, whatever birds they've got. But I could hear that and be like, caw-caw, caw-caw. I'm going, yeah, I've played that hole before. I remember hearing that. Caw-caw, caw-caw. Yeah, Paul.
This is L.A., though. They should have got some seat fillers, like it's an Oscars event. They needed people out there. They needed a couple of dudes with hats on backwards. They need some bros saying, get in the hole.
Well, you had a few of those.
I missed those. I missed the bros.
No, I didn't. I never missed the get in the hole, bro.
I don't miss Frisbees flying around.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, beach ball up in the air. But no, there wasn't. It just didn't have the atmosphere that you would hope that you would have. Certainly in Los Angeles. And at a great golf course. Yes, he
is. Is that a problem, though? I mean, like, seriously, for the PGA, that the U.S. Open was kind of a... It feels like the wrong time to have a less-than-stellar major.
Yeah, I would think you want to celebrate the PGA Tour, and this is a big moment, and if this merger is supposed to be great, like... You want to celebrate the game of golf. I don't know if L.A. was able to do that.
And that's because of the venue, then?
Yeah. Well, the venue and the USGA. I don't know what came first. If the country club said, hey, look, we don't want people trampling all over the place here. You know? This is a very private, you know, golf course. This is why they haven't had an event there for, you know, 70 years. But... I would have wanted atmosphere to celebrate the game of golf. And you had big names on the leaderboard as well. Yes, Paulie.
U.S. Open at Pinehurst next year. We'll be back to full speed ahead, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Do you want to play the Wyndham Clark salary game before and after game?
Well, I know what he won yesterday.
Right. And then he got the Wells Fargo.
Okay.
Which is some nice stuff.
So, career salary game.
We're going to do before this month, since this month started. Okay. He's been on tour basically since late 2017.
Wait a minute, hold on,
Paul. Yeah, let it play.
All righty. Wyndham Clark made $3.5 million yesterday. What did he make at Wells Fargo?
Can't give you that.
Oh, you can't.
Before this month, okay. Those two wins, he had never won on tour before in any fashion.
Okay.
So from 2017 to 2022, what did Wyndham Clark make? Let's go around the room quickly.
Todd?
I'm going to say $1.35 million.
All right. Seton O'Connor?
$1.2 million.
Marvin?
$2.4 million.
All right.
He actually did pretty well. He made $4.9
million. All right.
He never, yeah.
I was going to say $4.9
million. There you go.
There you go.
See?
Yeah.
Every year was like 1.2, 1.2. Nice scratch.
Mm-hmm.
This month he's made $6.5 million.
That's good.
There you go.
Right. Here for Wyndham.
All right, Wyndham.
Wyndham Clark Jr. the third.
Paying dividends. Yeah. Wyndham Clark.
Hit the 8-digit club.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Done, lad.
Yeah, congratulations. The Phoenix Suns had a big trade with the Washington Wizards. We'll discuss that coming up. Any other poll question suggestions there, Steve?
We got a bunch of them, Dan, but not for this hour.
Oh, not for this hour.
No, we're holding them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to go with then?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I might go with like three of the ones we just put up. Sometimes I like to throw a bunch out there.
Okay. Fritzy keeps sending me pictures of Ricky Fowler's wife saying, let's not feel too bad for Ricky.
He'll be fine. He's doing well. He's popular. He's making plenty of money. And he's got the special someone waiting at home. So he's going to, you know, I can't shed too many tears for Ricky Fowler.
Okay.
That's all.
What? Nothing changed. He didn't get married over the weekend.
No.
I mean, he's been a pretty fortunate guy.
It's not like a big hard luck story. There are people in much, you know, dire situations in life.
So you think when Ricky goes home and he's like, hey, it's okay, man. I didn't play well on Sunday.
He'll be disappointed, and then Allison will say it's okay. Then we move on.
Is that how it works for
us? Exactly how it
works. When we lose the sports Emmy, we just go, hey, it's okay. Yes, Eden.
Whenever I come home and I'm mad about something or like, yeah, say we've lost the sports Emmy, like, I wouldn't really come home that upset about that, but my wife will always be like, hey, listen, okay, it could be worse, whatever. And she would throw out all of these scenarios sometimes about what would actually be worse. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but babe, that doesn't mean that this doesn't suck right now. Yes, things could be worse, but this still sucks.
Do you think Ricky says that? Where his wife is like, look, we have a beautiful baby, and look at me. We got all of this. We got money and happiness. But then you want that moment where you want to just kind of complain?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I could have won the U.S. Open, you know? I understand what you're saying, but I was about to win the U.S. Open, and I blew it. I'll talk to you later.
Even in that moment, though, he seemed to be so gracious. Like, if you see what he said to Wyndham Clark,
yeah.
You know, in that moment, he doesn't seem to have that, I don't know, negative character flaw that people like myself have, where I'm like, I want to complain about things. He was just seemed to be like, hey, all right, well, wasn't my day.
Well, would you rather have the approach of John Rahm, who it looks like it has ruined his life when he doesn't play well, or Ricky, who's, you know, just a gracious. I think he was happy to be playing really good golf and competing for a major. I think that's you want a trend, and Rory is trending, and Ricky was trending. It just wasn't enough with the way Wyndham Clark Jr. the third was playing. Yes, John?
Or you're able to keep it together somehow on camera, and as soon as you're in an alone moment, you just break down in tears and just like whine like a 3-year-old.
Yes, Paul.
I can see Ricky Fowler going, how do I go from a 62 a couple days ago to a 75? When if I get a 69 yesterday, post a 69, I got the U.S. Open. It's mine. That's all I needed.
That's the game of golf, Paul.
That's how they play it. That's why they play it.
That's the game of golf. All right, let's take a break here. Phone calls are welcome. Tyler standing by. We'll settle on our poll question. And we're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Year 5, Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, Full Sail University. Program has come to life, and our students are getting jobs, and this has been one of the biggest accomplishments of my career. And when I started the program, I wanted to get people who were teaching the students who had worked in the industry. And I brought in Gus Ramsey, longtime producer of mine from ESPN, and he's there every single day with the students on campus. He's done an incredible job. And what we're getting the students is hands-on practical experience. So when they graduate, they're ready for a job. I don't want you to get an internship. And we have students working all over the country. Big markets, L.A., Philly. You know, there's Zanesville, Ohio, where I grew up. Fargo, North Dakota. Everywhere. We're trying to get you a job in the business. Whether it's on camera, behind the scenes, at Full Sail University, earn your bachelor's degree in about half the time, as short as 20 months. Beautiful campus in Orlando, Florida, or earn your degree online. Learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more, mbusa.com. Big trade still being finalized. Phoenix Suns get Bradley Beal from Washington. Chris Paul and Landry Shamet go to the Wizards.
Whoa.
Yeah. What exactly happened? Feels like Washington said, all right, got a guy making a lot of money, and he's a good player, not a great player, and we need to get out from underneath this contract, and there's no trade clause, and we'll send him to Phoenix. And Phoenix basically said, all right, we'll give you these guys. Sure, we'll take that. I don't think Chris Paul is going to end up in Washington. Probably a third team will be involved in this. Landry Shamet is a decent player. But you didn't get DeAndre Ayton. Maybe you didn't want DeAndre Ayton. I don't know who won this trade because I think Washington did what they wanted to do, what they needed to do, I should say. And they're not relevant. Nobody cares about them. You know, you got a couple of players that you at least know, but they're not threatening. And Bradley Beal at age 30, all right, you send him on his way to Phoenix. Phoenix now has, what, three guys who do the same thing? Four guys who do the same thing? Are you gonna win the West by outscoring people? First of all, I got to have everybody available. Bradley Beal, last couple of years, hasn't been healthy. You got the Kevin Durant factor, trying to make sure that he's healthy there. Devin Booker missed time. if you're going to have everybody healthy, all right, let's see if you can outscore the Denver Nuggets. I got the odds, DraftKings odds, right now, updated NBA title odds for next year. It's the Nuggets, followed by the Celtics, then it's the Phoenix Suns, Bucks, and then after that, it's a big dip to the Lakers, Sixers, Warriors, and the Miami Heat. Now, maybe the Miami Heat go after Dame Lillard. I think that might be after the draft. Let's see what Portland does. Let's see what New Orleans does with Zion Williamson. Could you move Zion? Could you move him to Carolina? Could you get the second pick? Is that a good thing for Zion to be back in Carolina? I think there's a few things, you know, they're still left to be settled there, but Bradley Beal going to Phoenix, I think Miami was a possibility. I think there were four teams that there was maybe a possibility there, but for the Phoenix Suns, you're all in. You were all in when you traded for Kevin Durant, and maybe you can trade DeAndre Ayton. Maybe you can get some depth there because that's what they lacked. You got to have some, you know, people coming off the bench. Denver won the title because they had the two best players on the floor, but they also had depth. You had guys who contributed, and that's the big difference there. Phoenix didn't have that, and they're not going to have that unless they're able to get a couple of role players for DeAndre Ayton. But he's damaged goods, it feels like. I don't know if, I mean, Frank Vogel is a defensive-minded coach. Meanwhile, he's got all these scorers there. I don't know what they, you know, they're going to average this year. I don't know if you start to get, you know, what about my touches? You know, is everybody going to be in the 24, 23, 22-point range there? Is somebody going to be the alpha dog there? Is Devin Booker going to get his points? Chris Paul, could he end up? You know, I go back to what Rex Chapman had to say. And he said he thought that Chris Paul would re-sign with Phoenix and maybe for a smaller salary there. I don't know if he's going to end up with the Clippers or the Lakers, or maybe he's back in Phoenix. I don't know. Because Washington may just release him. But I would hold on to him, see if there's any trade value whatsoever for him. But it feels like these teams, there's two ways to approach this. We're all in, we're going to win, or we're going to do what Oklahoma City did. And that's basically, let's just pick up as many draft picks as possible. Well, Phoenix didn't have a first-round pick. They got Bradley Beal, didn't have to give up a first-round pick because they'd already given up their first-round picks for Kevin Durant. But as far as a winner today, I guess I would say the Suns because they got somebody that we know, and he is a proven scorer. But I'm trying to think. Give me the greatest Bradley Beal moment that comes to mind. This is a guy who averaged over 30 twice in his career. Just, I'll wait. Give me the, oh my God, Bradley Beal. Yes, Marv.
He had a really good mid-range against the Hawks.
Oh, he did.
December once.
Okay, all right. All right. Yes, Paulie.
Was Washington becoming too relevant? They wanted to get rid of some players. You know, they were like witness protection. They want nobody to watch them.
Yeah.
That's a weird franchise.
Yeah, I just think that now it's a full rebuild here. And you know, that's what I wonder what Portland is doing. You're going to keep Dame. Can you get a player who's going to help him now? Because you're going to be drafting an 18 or 19-year-old player. And while Scoot Henderson has, you know, a lot of publicity surrounding him, Brandon Miller at Alabama, but they're young. Dame is 33. He might be 34 this summer. And while he's exciting, it feels like, no, if you're Dame Lillard, can you wait two more years? Yes, Marv.
I feel like Washington is the place where you get threatened to go to. Like, keep acting up. You want to go to Washington? You want to be a wizard? Act up.
Keep acting up.
Like a child.
Hey,
like a
parent. If you don't start playing defense, you're going to go to Washington.
No, not
Washington.
Now you go to your room and think about what you
want. Okay.
You want to be like Kyle? Talking about Kyle Kuzma. You want to be like Kyle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, you can stay in Los Angeles. It's okay. I'm sorry.
You want to be like Kyle?
You don't have to go to Washington.
Dang.
I was just mad. That's one thing.
He's like turned into a meme now.
Kyle Kuzma?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know where Porzingis is? No. He's in Washington.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You want that?
See when he didn't play nice with Luka? They traded him. They traded him. Yes, boy.
Do you think the Phoenix Suns owner is in I guess he's making interesting moves. He's adding to their franchise. I bet the local fans love the news. Remember we were out there when Durant got picked up, everyone crazy. Yeah. Bradley Beal, they're like, oh, another score. Mm. It's like the new owner is getting a bunch of fresh new toys.
Mm.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if this is one of those where they need a few enforcers as well.
I just need depth. It feels like that you can have two really good players, two guys who are making $50 million, and then I got to surround you. I think the three-headed monster doesn't work, you know, for a variety of reasons. The cost that, you know, you're going to incur, the salary cap, can you get good players to surround them? Everybody wants to be a star. They don't want to be role players. You know, Bruce Brown with Denver wants to be a star. He doesn't want to be a guy who comes off the bench or, hey, I got my, you know, 17 minutes here. And trying to get those players who understand, I mean, Cameron Payne wants to be a star. He's the backup point guard. Is your starting point guard? Do they have a point guard? Is Devin Booker? Well, you got Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. You don't have a point guard. You got two guards who are doing the same thing, basically. And then you got KD. Yes, Marv.
No, you have three guards. Kevin, they're all shooting guards.
I know.
Kevin Durant, they're just all different heights. They all do the same thing. Great mid-range shooters. They all do the same thing.
Well, Devin Booker can shoot the three. I don't know Bradley Beal's numbers from three-point range, but he's a great scorer. But I go back to Florida, and I'm thinking, Fritchie just sent me, Bradley Beal posterizes the Hawks' John Collins.
Fourth quarter, like October 29th, 2021. I had to do a search on Bradley Beal highlights, and that came up, a big dunk on John Collins.
Do you know how many people watched a Wizards-Hawks game on a random night?
Even guys on the Wizards and Hawks bench probably weren't watching. They're like, you know, can we get the NBA pass, watch some other games here while we're sitting here watching this? And it's nothing against Bradley Beal. It's been a long time since he's been on a big stage. Because he's played in like 40 playoff games, but that's a long time ago. But he's a, you know, 23, 24 point scorer. Okay. You know, Washington, they traded Rui Hachimura last year. No? That's a total rebuild there. How would you feel if you're Porzingis? Hey, I got my own team here. And Porzingis had some pretty good numbers. It's just, no, you don't want to be irrelevant. And that's what Washington is. That would be where you're doing SportsCenter. And we would see the games that we would have on the rundown, and we would be doing the highlights, and then it would be like, oh, God, I got Washington. You know, there'd be certain teams where you'd go, oh, gosh, how do I dress this up? Yes, Paul.
I have a Chris Paul question because he's kind of in limbo right now. Mm-hmm. I saw on Good Morning America pushing a book, and he's going to be – he doesn't know if he's going to be a Wizard, is he going to be a Clipper. Is he in danger of being the greatest NBA player without a title the way this is going?
Karl Malone, I think, would be held in higher regard.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley is more well-known.
Ewing.
Yeah.
He's entering the conversation, though, because what does he have, like 10 All-Star appearances, 12 All-Star appearances?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a pretty well-known guy, and I think he went to one finals a couple years ago.
Yeah. I would think Karl Malone, because he's the second all-time leading scorer, went to two finals. Barkley is famous. You know, Karl Malone, as Marvin has pointed out, two MVPs. Wait, Karl has two?
Yeah, I think 97 and 99. Pie to the face. I'm almost certain.
Yeah, I got two MVPs for Karl, 14-time All-NBA.
Okay.
Wow, 14-time.
All right.
Two-time All-Star MVP.
Yeah.
75th anniversary. He's got it all.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that he's probably the most decorated player who never won, maybe. Who's the most overpaid to not win a ring?
He's definitely in that conversation.
That would be Chris Paul,
his
I think.
The last few years, he's just raking in the
healthy living.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the salaries, you know, because of that. You know, you're making 30 and that's chump change. So he's probably $400 million. For Chris Paul?
As of right now? Or what he's due? Oh, gosh. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he'll be at three. Unless some type of contract buyout happens, He's owed another $60 million easy. And he's at 331. Oh, check that. He's at 360.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. Maybe ends up back in Los Angeles.
I have him by the end of 2025.
Yeah.
He'll be sitting on about 420.
Okay. All right.
That's hot. That's wild.
Yeah.
I wonder if Porzingis looks at the Knicks as, like, the one that got away. Really, like, sort of that ex that you're like, hey, I know this is out of the blue, but it's just thinking about you.
Yeah. Do you think he's DMing
the Knicks? It's okay if you don't write back. I just wanted you to know I was thinking about you guys. And I don't know. We had something. Yeah. We had something. Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the person you're DMing has moved on from you.
They're well moved on.
Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah. Porzingis definitely DM'd them. Hey, stranger.
Hi.
Hey.
Guess who?
I was just thinking about... We had that couple of years that were really fun, and then I don't. You know what? It's my fault. I'm the one that messed it up. I thought I was bigger than who I was.
I'm the jerk. I
just want you to know that it's my fault.
Kristaps Porzingis, 2000, his third year in the league, 2017-18. He's 22 years old. He's averaging 23 a game for the Knicks. Then he banged up his knee, and they traded him to Dallas.
See ya.
Yeah. Yeah. And then didn't get along with Luka.
Act up. See what happens.
Yeah. Now you're in Washington.
Yeah.
You want to be like Kristaps and Kyle?
Dang.
Keep acting up.
Sam in St. Louis. Good morning, Sam. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, 5'11", 200.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was calling. The last big game I remember from Brad Beal was 2008 when he was in high school in St. Louis and dropped 50.
Okay.
On a team.
Was he known as Brad Beal back then, Sam?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh.
But I was also hoping he would team up with fellow St. Louis and Jason Tatum in Boston. But looks like that won't happen.
Yeah, I know that they're good buddies. But, yeah, Bradley Beal going to Phoenix, I think there was the possibility of Miami. Tatum and Bradley Beal, Brad Beal went to the same high school.
Not at the same time, but they went to the same high school.
Okay, thank you, Marv. Felt like maybe you could have gotten more from Miami with Brad Beal. Like you get Tyler Hero, maybe you get Duncan Robinson, maybe you get a draft pick or something instead of Chris Paul and Landry Shamet. Yes, Paul.
Should Miami trade players? The Heat, they seem like they're doing okay with their lineup they got.
No.
They've maxed it out?
Well, they're undersized. They could have used another score. But, you know, that Tyler Hero not playing, but they're undersized. And I think that... Okay, if I gave you Denver or the field for next year.
In the West or the whole league?
Okay, we'll do the West.
Hmm.
Denver or the field? Trying to repeat? Who's got the field against the Denver Nuggets next year? See, if I say I've got the field, then I'm going to get people. See, I knew you hated the Nuggets. No, I don't. But I criticized... the way they acted at their parade. By the way, the Golden Knights, that was embarrassing as well. Guys who get up there, they didn't just invent beer. You know, guys get up there and it's like, what's this? I'm going to take it. I'm going to have another one here. There was a woman who finally took the microphone away.
From William Carlson.
Yes.
He got a little loose.
Come on, William.
Come on. Billy, we're going to trade you to Washington. Not the Capitals, the Wizards.
And he fell and stumbled as he came out before he even got a chance to speak.
No, it's embarrassing. It's performance drinking.
Wild Bill?
Yeah. And he's dropping, you know, F-bombs, and it's just, they make it seem like first time they had a beer.
This Evan guy was here since day one. He's the MVP. Day one is Evan guy. Right here. This guy.
Let's take a break. Our play of the day is up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Hope you had a slider Sunday. I mean, you could have done it on Saturday or Friday like we normally do, but King's Hawaiian, they have started a new tradition, Slider Sunday. Get the family involved, the friends, the neighborhood, everybody. Also, they have suggestions. They have recipe inspiration. Look no further than kingshawaiian.com. How about the quarterback sliders? It's simple. Beef slider patties, American cheese, pickles, onions, mustard, ketchup, all prepared on the OG. King's Hawaiian, the original sweet roll. You don't need football season to enjoy. a quarterback slider. So many slider combinations there. So they have the original Hawaiian sweet rolls, pre-sliced slider buns, or the perfectly sweet and salty pretzel slider buns. You don't even need to put anything on those. You can just nibble on those. But King's Hawaiian, making Slider Sunday the next great weekly tradition. King's Hawaiian wants you to make every Sunday Slider Sunday. Go to your local store, pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls, and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left, I got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Shohei sends a ball out to deep right field. Blanco looks up, and he's done it again.
That's a curveball. That's a rocket. Another home run on a breakable. That's 9 home runs, slugging over 600.
Shohei Ohtani is 24th of the season, leading baseball. Angels now 6-0 this season with both Ohtani and Mike Trout homer in the same game. That's courtesy of Bally Sports West. That's your play of the day, brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the program. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Only one place to collect them all. Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now. PaniniAmerica.net. Update the poll results there, Seton.
I was just watching some clips from the Golden Knights parade.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
That's wild. Let's say on Sunday, I was rooting for Wyndham Clark, Ricky Fowler, Rory McIlroy. Right now, 57% of the vote.
Rory McIlroy.
Ricky Fowler.
Oh.
Hey, all right, Ricky.
All
you
right.
Won.
Yeah.
That poll question.
Yeah.
You won hour one, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, Paul.
I found myself opening the day rooting for Ricky. This guy's a long career. You want everyone to get one. It's like the Super Bowl. I would like almost everyone to win one. And I know it's been a long time for Rory, and believe me, I'm a big fan. But I was like, all right, let's get Ricky. Let him get his one.
Well, plus when Ricky gets together with all of his buddies, with Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, do you think they bring up their majors? I guess. And if he goes to their house, do they put the majors out there just to let him see?
I'm like, hey, bud, hey, just keep grinding, all right? You're going to get there.
Maybe you'll get one of these.
You're going to get there, okay? Just keep grinding.
Maybe you get one of these days. Yeah, Mar.
No, if he starts cracking some jokes, wait. I know you're not talking. How many majors you got? It'd be one of those.
He's the Charles Barkley of the panel.
Ooh. Chuck, you can't talk to me. I only talk to people who have rings. I only talk to people who have rings, Chuck. Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to a small town in Nebraska. I think it's pronounced Gothenburg. And my daughter was driving cross country. Car broke down. And couldn't get anybody to show up, AAA. She was stranded for a few hours. And an officer, I think his name is Officer Carlson, in Gothenburg, Nebraska, stopped by, helped her, got her to a hotel, got the car fixed, and just want to give a shout-out. One of those in the middle of the night where you get a phone call, and I can't help you in Gothenburg, Nebraska. But I want to thank the town for the hospitality. My daughter had nothing but great things to say about Gothenburg. Yes, Paul.
Do you mean the Gothenburg that's the home of John B. Curtis, inventor of commercial chewing gum? And also Jay Novacek, former NFL football player?
Oh, okay.
And the Deb's Diner and Donuts home Gothenburg?
I don't know if she went to Deb's Diners and Donuts.
Maybe she went to T. Walker's on Main Street in Gothenburg, which is up.
I think she stayed at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, it's lovely.
She didn't stay at the Ernest A. Calling House?
No, I don't. I don't think she had many options at like 2 in the morning. All I know is one of those phone calls, and she's like, Dad? And I go, honey, I can't help you. Did you call AAA? I did. They didn't show up.
Did she stop by the Sod House Museum established in Gothenburg?
I don't know how long she stayed. Oh. I just wanted to thank the great people who took care of her and made sure that she got on her way, that there was somebody to fix. You know, she swapped out her winter tires, and they put on other tires in Salt Lake City, and they apparently forgot to tighten the lug nuts there. So
typical.
Yeah, one of the tires was going to fall off as she's driving.
Did she kill some time at the Carnegie Public Library?
She did not. No. It was 2 in the morning.
I wonder if Gothenburg, Nebraska has any relation to Gothenburg, Sweden, because they are the only two towns in the world named Gothenburg.
I'm going to guess they probably have some kind of relation.
I believe it's named after.
Yeah. Yeah. They got some kind of relationship.
Gothenburg.
Yes. Yes, but thank you.
Swedish population
yes.
there.
Yes.
In the middle of Nebraska.
Yes. So if Officer Carlson can send me maybe a patch that they wear, I'd be more than happy to display that on our desk here. All the great
Carl. OC.
I don't know.
OC?
Yeah. I don't know what Officer Carlson's first name is. I know my daughter. I said, "Do you remember the police officer?" And she goes, "I think it's Officer Carlson." I said, "Okay." It may not be, with, my youngest, yes, Paul.
I heard he's a tough cop. They do not permit tomfoolery in Gothenburg, on his watch. So he probably runs a tight ship over there.
All righty.
And Carlson, by the way, very Swedish.
Yes.
Carl's son.
Yeah.
That would be, that's very Swedish.
Yes, yes. Buddha in San Francisco. Buddha, good morning. Best and worst of the weekend.
What up, DP?
Hey.
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
Best of the weekend, Dan. I got to go with the law firm, Wyndham Clark, taking the U.S. Open at the sleepy LACC. Seemed like the peacocks were louder than the gallery there, Dan. It was kind of awkward, but it was cool to see Ricky in the mix, too. I think he deserves to win a major. I hope he gets one soon. And the worst of the weekend, DP, my Dodgers.
Oh, boy.
Not
good.
Good. Getting swept in feels like I feel like sending them all to Washington after this weekend. That was brutal. And, Dan, I got a quick Ricky Henderson, Ricky being Ricky quote for you guys. I know we've had a lot of fun with that in the past. I guess legend has it that somebody once quoted a John 3:16 to Ricky, and Ricky said, "Ricky don't want to hear about John hitting 3:16. Ricky's hitting 3:30.
Thank you, Bruce. Yeah. The Giants beat the Dodgers 3-game sweep. The 6th time the Giants have swept a 3-game series at Dodgers Stadium since the team moved there in 1958. First time it's happened since August of 2012. Dodgers are in third place right now. You know, the Diamondbacks seem to have one of these seasons every, like, five seasons. Maybe they're like the West Coast version of the Marlins. You know, when the Marlins, every 5 years, they'd win a World Series. By the way, the Marlins are like 10 games over 500. Like, there's some of those statistical anomalies where you're like, really? But, yeah, third place for the Dodgers. Not time to panic yet. All right, more phone calls coming up. And Chris Mannix is going to join us a little bit later on. Mannix.
Yay!
Really?
Yay! Felt necessary for some reason.
Mannix has some thoughts on the Phoenix Suns-Washington Wizards trade. I'm more curious about what happens with Zion and Dame Lillard, if anything happens. But I think that's probably predicated on what happens with the draft. Is there any chance Victor Wembanyama is not a great player? Nobody entertains that. It's wishful reporting. This guy is going to be this guy's going to be the greatest player in the game. I'm like, okay, all right. Might take a little while, though. Oh, people are going to be patient with him. Hour two on this Monday coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.